All right.
Okay, hello everyone. We have a small group, but we're mighty, and we would like to start with our roll, Jamie, please.
Yes, okay. Commissioner Briseño, Commissioner Buck, Commissioner Dobie, Commissioner Faruqi.
Aye.
Commissioner Kent.
Yes.
Commissioner Leach, Commissioner Lee, Commissioner Matsuba.
Here.
Commissioner O'Neill and Commissioner Steinberg.
Here.
And Commissioner Wang. Okay, we do not have a quorum. We have four members here.
Okay. All right. We'll start, but we can continue with the meeting, correct?
Just can't vote.
Without no voting.
No voting.
Right. Okay. All right. Do we have any, well, the first item, our second item?
Is our opening quote reflection. Which looks like it's Commissioner Wang.
All righty then.
Chair, I have a good one I can share if you'd like.
Please.
Okay.
There's a great quote I've been just focused on lately from the Talmud, which is a Jewish law book. And it says, where there is no humanity, strive to be human. And I think that's what this commission is all about. As I was thinking about it earlier this week, is that we kind of live in a world, particularly with hate crime, in which people are less than they ought to be or should be. And our job is humanity in that moment. And so where there's no humanity, strive to be human.
So true. Thank you so much. That's a good... something good to reflect on and to live by. All right, next item, please.
Okay, item number three is monthly summary of commission activities.
I can do the review since Commissioner Briseño isn't here. But just quickly, it's been a rather busy time. I want to focus on a couple different projects that we are working on. So the commission staff had an opportunity to participate at Fountain Valley High School for Day of Dialogue. And they were able to present to four different classes on heat prevention and bystander intervention. These Day of Dialogues happen every year. And because it happens during school days, they're very well attended, and we had some amazing feedback. Nee and Sarah were the ones who went out and did the presentations for the students, and all I got was praise that the kids were really engaged. There were really great trainings and workshops. Additionally, we have partnered, and we'll talk about this a little later. We are working with the council to plan a screening of the movie Who We Are, which is currently in theaters. But through this film viewing, we will, for people who register, will be able to watch the film on their own time, but then come back a certainty to have a panel discussion with some experts in the arena. And then we will have a series of different dialogues throughout the year discussing different topics that came up from the film. So we'll see the flyers included here, but we will talk a little bit more about that. UCI has partnered with council to do this, and they're footing the bill. So they are paying for the film rights and then also for the speaker. Because the film, I think the producer is going to be part of the panel and discussing the film. So if you all have an opportunity to come and participate, that'd be great. They're not in here, but there's two different cases. Oh, they are. When we move on to the second page of the report, there's two different cases that we are navigating in Laguna Woods currently. One's related to the woman wearing a swastika armband. We have met with the mayor, we have met with the city manager, and we have put in a proposal to hold listening sessions for the city. We're still waiting to hear back from the city manager if they want to move forward with that. Also, there's a separate case that we are navigating in Laguna Woods Village with a group of residents who have felt that there's been some bias and intolerance and discrimination against them from the village's security officers. So currently we have held a listening session for the residents themselves, and we have met with a management company, which they weren't very receptive to what we were offering. So at this point, we are working with the Hate Crime Prevention Network and finding other resources for the residents and different avenues for their complaints and their concerns to be heard. So that's where we are right now. And lastly, we have been invited by the DA to participate in an anti-Semitism workshop at Laguna Woods as well. So this has been a coordinated effort between ADL, the mayor, and the DA's office. And our commission has been invited to come share hate crime data about our report and the work that we do. So I'll be presenting some of the data that we've collected, but then also utilizing the opportunity to speak about the anti-expansion work that we're going to be, that we're working on, and that campaign that's going to be launching June 1st. And that is all.
Okay. Thank you, Norma. Sounds like it's going to be an active couple months. All right, moving to the next item. Anyone else have any comments about the report? All right, moving to the next item.
Next is open forum. We don't have any attendees, but I can ask anyway if anybody wishes to speak to hit *9 or the hand raise icon. We don't have any attendees, so no one is requesting to speak.
Okay, next item, please.
4 and 5 are action items, so I guess we will move on to item 6. Which is, I'm sorry, bylaws ad hoc update. It would help if I read the title. I apologize.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yes, so the wheels of government roll slowly. So we did a major revision, I think, in February and the beginning part of March. And Renee and her team sent it off to county council. And just earlier this week, I received a note saying that there are still a couple issues that have to be resolved. And so we have a meeting on Tuesday morning this coming to discuss those issues. And then if that gets resolved, hopefully we'll be able to present in June a new set of bylaws for our commission, which Madam Chair and Renee and Norma, we may need to dedicate a good portion of our meeting in June too, because there are a lot of changes and we want to be as thorough as possible with everybody so they understand why we're making the changes. But we won't know until after our meeting on Tuesday. It could be a July or August. I see, Renee, you want to say something?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to echo what you were saying, and I apologize for not being on camera, but I'm not feeling well, so it's not a pretty sight. But yeah, you're absolutely right. And if you, Rabbi Rick, feel the need, we could also call a special that is dedicated solely to going over the bylaws if you prefer to do something like that. We'd rather take these sooner than later. So if for whatever reason we can't make the scheduled June date, I would suggest we schedule a special in June, if possible, to go over. Our goal is to have the bylaws approved by the Board of Supervisors by July, so that we can have them approved and incorporated before we release the next RFP for our Human Relations Commission support out to the public in early fall.
Awesome. I'll leave that to the discretion of our chair, whether we do a special meeting or not. But as Renee suggests, it's going to take a while. And we, this is too important to do in 5 minutes, I think.
I agree.
And I've spent 5 years on it. So we want our spotlight in the sun, you know?
Thanks for being patient.
Yeah, it really sounds like we're going to need to have a meeting just for going over it, because it's so important and we don't want to be rushed through it. So, but we would have to vote on that and oops. So we'll wait. All right. Thank you, Rabbi. We have our next item.
Okay, item 7 is Commission Staff Reports, Anti-Hate Expansion Contract Update, Film Screening Invitation, and Staffing Changes.
All right, that will be me again. So updates on the anti-expansion work. Last month, we were very busy. The anti-expansion staff held several meetings with different stakeholders, allies, to vet and get input on the actual logo for the campaign and the slogan. So there was three different meetings with stakeholder and allies. And then on April 26th and April 28th, there were two different community forums. There were open invitation to folks who participated in the stakeholder input meetings last year. And we had around 60 people attend to one, listen to the updates in terms of, you know, what happened since they provided their own input and feedback on what their ideas on how to combat hate, and then also sharing their experiences and needs. So we had an opportunity to share about the commission's work in putting the proposal together, the Board of Supervisors approval in December, and then the Orange County Human Relations Council acquiring the contract and hiring folks to really expand the three areas around our accessibility in our databases and languages, improving the victims' support and response, and then lastly, the marketing campaign. We had a tremendous feedback and support, which was really great to hear and see, even after a year of having engaged with some of these folks. And we had one community, the Cambodian community, that also came and actually required an interpreter, and we were able to have an interpreter for that meeting. But they were well attended. We were really excited that the actual campaign logo and the messaging had a warm, they really warm welcome. They really embraced it. They really liked it. So it felt good, and it felt like, oh, okay, we've done our due diligence in making sure that this resonates. Now, of course, all of this has to be translated, which is something that we're currently working on. We're working also on the development of the website, the content, because we are going to launch everything June 1st. And then we're currently planning the launch event for the week of June 13th. So thank you, Chief Kent, for helping us find a location for this. Right now originally we had the 16th scheduled, but it seems like the space won't be available on the 13th. So we'll send out an update on this for everybody, but it'll be, we're hoping that Supervisor Bartley can open the event, have different speakers from different communities come and speak about their allyship. Why are they part of the Hate Crime Prevention Network or the CBOs? What is the impact? And then rolling out the marketing pieces and how people can educate, activate, and really take action. So we're really excited. We're looking forward to this. And that's what I have in terms of the campaign. Are there any questions around the campaign? All right, so in your packet, you will find your last page. There's a flyer that the council has asked us to share with the commissioners. This is related to the earlier update around the Who We Are documentary. Writer Jeffrey Robinson is going to be part of this panel. So if anybody is interested in watching this for free, you're able to register through the link provided. And then at the bottom of that flyer, you'll see the registration links for the four-part dialogue series. So the different, there's different dates in June and July. And you'll see also the themes and topics for each of the dialogues. So if you're interested in participating, you can register through the links provided. The last thing I wanted to share is, I'm so happy she's here. Nee is she has been accepted in a graduate fellowship that is going to that's giving her a full ride to earn a master's in public management from Georgetown University.
Beautiful.
It's through the National Urban Fellows, which I'm really familiar with. That's where I earned my MPA, although it wasn't Georgetown. I'm a little bit jealous, but it's okay. I'm so excited for her. This is a very competitive fellowship, and from among around 80 applicants, I want to say about 30 were accepted, and she's in that bunch. So it is really focused on mid-professionals and, you know, people of color, women, and really elevating their skill sets and education to be able to really create policy change. So congratulations, Nee. We're going to miss you. She is going to end her work with us at the end of this month, May 30th. And she's headed off to Georgetown after that. But the staffing changes are that Sarah, who is currently doing our CBI liaison work in the anti-hate expansion grant, is going to move into Nee's position, and she will be the new hate crime prevention coordinator. As such, we're also bringing on someone on board to take Sarah's position as a new CBO liaison. He's accepted the position. His name is Jesus Palapa, and he will be starting with us June 1st. So the commission will have an opportunity to meet him next month. So there's just some shifting happening, but Nee, I'm glad you're here because I wanted to make sure that folks were able to acknowledge and then say goodbye or see you later.
See you soon.
Yeah, congratulations, Nee. That's wonderful.
Thank you, everyone.
Quite impressive. And those are my updates.
Wow, Norma, you hit us with a 1-2 punch. Nee, that's very exciting. we are going to miss you, but we're just so excited for you and so proud of you. That's fabulous. George, you're going to love DC, I'm sure. And that program sounds really fabulous. And to be given the full ride, quite impressive. Quite impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll be back in a year.
We'll be looking for you.
I'm excited to continue the work after.
That's great. That's great. And Norma, we're looking forward to that movie. That's pretty cool too. That's very exciting. And the upcoming workshops that are planned, little meeting sessions that are planned, sound good. Thank you for those.
No problem. And those are my updates.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, next item, Jamie.
Okay. Item number 8 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Thank you. I really can't top that. So no updates on my end. Congratulations to Nee. And my wife is a proud alum of Georgetown. Amazing campus, amazing school. So enjoy your time out there. And we're all very proud of you. Good luck.
All right. Next item, please.
Item 9 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
And is that you, Rabbi?
This is the sheriff's. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Jamie.
This is the Interfaith Council.
Interfaith.
The Sheriff's Interfaith Council. Yeah. I can't remember if I reported on our big event with on mental health and the Interfaith Network sponsored by the Sheriff's Interfaith Council, which was at the diocese and went very well. We had a couple hundred people there, lots of booths. Rick and Kay Warren spoke, a number of other people spoke. It was really just uplifting and moving. And my friend, who's the chaplain in Dallas at the police department, who responded to the Colleyville hostage situation, also spoke, which was really quite moving. And the whole thing was just a feel-good event and very informative. So that's really exciting. We have 3 more events coming up throughout the year. Just as a reminder, the sheriff is kind of the lead, but it's a program of the Orange County Human Relations Commission as well. So again, if ever a commissioner would like to come, just let me know and we'll get you an invite there. We're going to be the next 3 meetings. One is about drug addiction. One is about the homelessness issue. And I can't remember the third, but I'm sure it's compelling. And they're hosted at different synagogues, mosques, guadaras, and churches throughout our county. We have lunch, break bread together, essentially have a speaker. And then we also, if it's in a city that isn't serviced by the sheriff's department, we invite the chief of police or his representative to come to also make a 5 or 10 minute presentation. And so it's really a nice way for the interfaith community to meet law enforcement to meet the interfaith community, and for us to, as Chef Hutchins like to say, to gather before there's an emergency so that we know each other, so that when there is an emergency, we don't have to start from scratch, that we have relationships that are built in. And I think that is the essence of the commission's work. So well done. Hats off to Rusty Kennedy and Allie Edwards and Norma and Pastor Whitlock, who's moved to Washington, D.C., and the Sheriff Hutchins and now Barnes, who really started this program and has been really, really effective. So that's my report.
Great. Thank you. Now, that's once a month? The meetings are once a month?
It used to be every other month, and now we've been quarterly.
Quarterly, okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Thank you. Moving on to the next item.
Next is announcements from commissioners.
Anyone have any?
Yes, I do. You're going to hear a lot more about this, but we are planning an all-day event on August 30th It is a summit on fighting anti-Semitism for non-Jewish Orange County leaders. It's one thing if Rabbi Steinberg gives a sermon on anti-Semitism. It's another thing if Chief Kent or Rick Warren or the local mayor speaks out on it and has the tools to speak out on it. And so we want to have all of our leaders in Orange County across all sectors walk away with a ton of tools to be able to fight anti-Semitism. It's being hosted at UCI. We have the former ambassador of the United States fighting anti-Semitism will be part of it. National leaders all across the board. It's going to be a real intensive, and our hope that business leaders, police departments, fire departments, teachers, university administrators will bring their senior staffs to come be part of it. Each organization can be what we call an ally organization and bring five people with them. There are other different things. I'm happy to tell you that the city of Irvine has signed on as an ally partner. The county of Orange, they may have voted it on Tuesday, I don't remember, but Supervisor Doe is going to be our first speaker. And it's really kind of a broad-based approach to fighting anti-Semitism. And the truth of the matter is, you'll get a lot of knowledge about fighting anti-Semitism, but it'll be about fighting any anti that's out there, anti-Asian, anti-gay, anti-Black, anti-immigrant, whatever, because the principles are all the same. So I hope the commission will sign on. I don't know how we get it. I forget, and maybe Renee or Norma, you can tell me how we might get the commission to sign on as an ally partner. I know it has to be approved and all that kind of stuff. So maybe we're too late for that, but that would be wonderful if we could do that as well. I know Allie and Norma already signed on as bringing their people, but I just don't know where we are with respect to official co-sponsorship. Be that as it may, I hope you'll all come.
How will we find out information about it?
After June 1st, we have one more meeting, and then we're going to blast it out. August 30th, UCI, put that on your calendar, but you'll get so annoyed by the amount of email from me, you'll be like, enough!
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'd love to participate in that, yeah.
Thank you.
That sounds great. And Norma, did you have anything about that, or who was Renee, about us being an ally sponsor? Or
yeah, I think if we want to sponsor the event at a non-financial sponsorship, we could put it on the agenda for next month and have the commission take a vote. If there is some type of financial sponsorship, that would be different because the commission does not have a budget. So mm-hmm. if for county sponsorship, that would require board approval. So if it's more just a name and using the logo of the commission, we could put that on the agenda for next month.
Definitely want to do that. And then Renee, I'll get you the answer to whether the county is signing on also, because that's in the work. So I don't want to double our work, but I'm pretty sure that that is in the works, but I will find out.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem.
That's good. Okay. Anyone else with any announcement? Commissioner Farooqui, you're awfully quiet today.
Yeah, kind of working away on taxes, another thing, even though it's past the 15th. But no, I've been following. No, I really don't have much, in terms of any announcements, but just again want to wish our Commissioner and Rabbi Steinberg for his acknowledgement. I wish I was there, Mr. Goodwin there, but you're a man of many capabilities and done a lot of good. So God bless you for that, and you're well deserved.
Thanks so much, Commissioner Farooqui. My parents are playing my speech on loop at their house, so feel free to call them. They'll be happy to share it with you.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thanks.
All right. So our next item
is adjournment.
Okay. I did have one more thing. As far as us meeting again, continuing to meet virtually, Renee, we still have to vote on that, correct, for next month? Or
yeah, we have to vote every 30 days to continue. I'll let Jamie talk about what the calendar looks like, but
okay, we're going to need this
quorum. We'll have to schedule a special before that 30-day period.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The
okay.
30 days would actually, from last month, would be up tomorrow, I believe. It won't go into next week because our last meeting was on April 14th. So that so would be around the 14th, 15th or so, 13th. So yeah, it'd be tomorrow.
So Jamie, if we call a special, say tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we give 24-hour notice, we meet the Brown Act requirements, and mm-hmm. we just have a quick meeting with just, a quick approval. If we can have Norma call the commissioners and ensure we have a quorum for tomorrow afternoon, we could continue to have virtual meetings, or we go back to in-person. Correct. That's really good choices at this point, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Chair, we have two choices at this point. One would be to call a special for tomorrow. It would have to be after, say probably 1 or 2 o'clock, because we need to provide 24 hours notice, or go back to in-person for the next meeting.
Well, I think we need to call a special meeting if possible, if we can put it together, because okay. there was a lot of concern about it the last time.
Right. Norma, can we get your commitment to call around and make sure everybody's available for tomorrow? Maybe you could start calling now, so before we schedule the exact time, we know the time frame that the majority of the commissioners are available for a quick meeting.
Yes, I can do that.
Great. Okay. So Norma, can you let Jamie know what you find, and then Jamie will release the agenda for a special sometime later this afternoon.
Yeah.
And we'll plan for a short meeting tomorrow.
Will do.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And it will be after, it needs to be after what time? Like after 1, did you say?
We need to give 24 hours.
Oh, so 24 hours. Yeah.
We need to allow Norma to call around first, and then we'll need to give Jamie some time to prepare the agenda. So, I would guess it would have to be after 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, probably like Renee said, 2:33.
Okay.
At the soonest.
Yeah.
All right.
So maybe Norma, we work with between 2:30 and 5 to see what works best for the majority and ensure we have a quorum before we schedule something.
And then if we don't get a quorum, we will meet in person. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And there, just one thing though, Renee, I don't know if you saw the emails, came out a while back. It came out in response to some commissions who went to meeting in person, but then decided to go back to meeting virtually. There was a way to go back to meeting virtually. We can have County Council also look at that as well, like right now. And, advise us on if we absolutely had to have the meeting tomorrow while Norma is calling. That way we have the two things going at the same time, and he can advise us as to if we couldn't do it, what our options would be, which I think we can, but I would rather have him be definitive on that rather than me.
Okay, so are you going to reach out?
I will email John as soon as this meeting is over. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, okay. And I will let everybody know.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate that.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. And Norma, you're good with that? Norma?
Yes.
You're good with that. Okay. And okay. So if no one has anything else, meeting adjourned.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Just probably,
okay. Bye.
Bye.